Next time I'm driving. No. No, Sarah! Kev! The fuck, Wildenson! Ah, shit! No. This is all my fault. Fuck. They're all dead. No.
Hey. Take it easy, man. You got thrown from the Jeep when the hail hit the front of it.
Where's Sarah? Is she...
She's not doing well. The crash really didn't help, to say the least. I don't know if she's gonna make it.
Sarah is strong. She'll make it, so help me God.
Captain, with all due respect, you need to lay down and rest.
Stand down, Kev. Get up on my own.
Why don't you ever listen?
There is a reason why I am in charge. Not you. You are only good to follow those in charge. I am sick and tired of you, Kev. Every day, you have been a nuisance to the squad, and you contribute absolutely nothing.
Come on, Kev. Let's try and finish setting up the distress beacon. Leave this asshole behind.
Sarah, good to see your face again.
Well, you've certainly seen better days.
Well, I could say the same thing for you. Yeesh, you really did yourself in, didn't you? That looks nasty.
I've seen worse.
Whatever.
Adrian, he's trying.
Huh? Oh, you mean Wildenson? Yeah, he's full of it. He can't even seem to figure out...
Not him.
You mean Kev?
You are always so harsh on him.
He needs to learn the hard way. Tough love is what he needs, not coddling. I mean, fuck, look around you, Sarah. We're in a living hell.
He's your brother.
I knew he wasn't fit for this when he signed up. He barely passed, and that alone was enough to tell me this isn't the type of shit for him.
You treat him like a badly behaved dog and not your own little brother. He looks up to you, you know?
Sarah! Oh, shit!
She needs morphine. We can't pull it out until we get back to the base and Dr. Parker looks at it.
Her heart rate is spiking. We need to go. We need to find the base.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we're lost.
We have to sedate her.
We've got another round of my Dosalem left. That's it.
Here. Sorry, Sarah. We're gonna get you back soon.
No! Wait!
We need to get the distress beacon working. The Jeep's engine is scrapped. We're not going anywhere.
Let's hope the others can find us.
Yeah, hope.
We have 18 hours until the next hailstorm comes through. We have a chance now to find out what happened to them. I know they're still alive. We have to hold out hope. Now that we have a sustainable water source with means of clearing it of impurities, thanks to Alexander and Dr. Parker, we are able to survive a bit longer. Dr. Jones, is there any update on the ship repair?
We're doing our very best, but unfortunately we can't find the parts we need. And even if we did, we don't even have the right tools. We may be stuck here for a very long time.
Then we'll have to find another way. We will find another way. For now, we need to focus on getting the others back here safely.
I agree. We have to try and help the others first. What's the plan, Miss Stone?
I still can't go anywhere with my leg. Alexander, can you take Dr. Parker and find where the others are? I think a good start is the other wreckage. I was able to locate it after scanning the rest of the area. It's a few kilometers away, so be sure to pack some water.
Don't worry about us. We'll find them and bring them back. Just be sure to have a huge celebration for our triumphant return.
Of course. I can stay here and monitor. Dr. Jones, are you and Rebecca able to set up a long-range communicator? We could try to send a signal to any passing patrols or ships. We could at least try that for now.
That we can do. Rebecca and I will start right away. Afterwards, we will try to find out what we can do about our transport back home.
All right, team, let's get to work.
My lord, these are the ones you requested.
Well done, Grand Admiral. You must be Alicia Atkins. I do believe I have heard of you, or rather your company. Atkins Industries creates quite the luxurious lines of cruisers, do they not?
Listen, there's a lot you got going on here, but this place is an absolute dump. Looks like something out of an old film from centuries ago.
Quite humorous indeed. And you?
Look, if they told me my kidnapper was going to be some idiot playing dress-up, I would have...
I suggest you mind your manners carefully, Mr. Wildenson, as defiance will only lead to pain. Well then, that must mean you are Renee Stone. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, ma'am.
I wouldn't call it an acquaintance.
Rough around the edges, to be sure, but you will learn your place, as will all of you.
Go to hell, you murderer!
Enough of this! You have been brought here because of your connections to a secret mission dubbed Cigna. I want to know this mission and what purpose it can serve in stopping my plans. I will get what I want, one way or another. I encourage you to comply, and you may freely go about your pathetic lives.
You bastards. You won't get away with this.
Oh, but I will.
Grand Admiral, escort these three to processing. Show them the consequences of their defiance.
Yes, my lord.
Follow me!
Yes?
My lord, you found several uncharted planetary bodies several sectors out from the edge of the spine. It seems the Conglomerate Council was planning on enacting another great expansion.
Dispatch more scouts to investigate. We must ensure our plans are not foiled. Have the scouts report back directly to me once they have completed their sweeps.
Yes, my lord.
I know you're out there, hiding. Soon, you will fall into my hands. Whoever you are, you will not escape my wrath.